Monday marked the first day of normal traffic congestion as people returned to work after the New Year's holiday. And for drivers from Everett, normal means a Seattle commute lasting more than an hour. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
It should only take half an hour to drive between Everett and Seattle on I-5. And it was possible to do that during the holiday. But it's back to reality time. And reality is that the commute can last much longer than an hour. John Lovick is the Snohomish County executive.
I'm lucky if I can make it from my home in Mill Creek to downtown Seattle in less than an hour and a half. And it's just miserable. I look over and I see people. I see the frustration.
Snohomish County has a short list of $1 billion worth of needed highway improvements, all tied to the state's transportation package, still stalled in the legislature. The long list is $3 billion. A lot of that money would just complete projects that were started when the Spice Girls were together.
What we have is an incomplete mega project from the early 90s.
This is Troy McClelland, president of Snohomish County's Economic Alliance. He says because the projects were never finished, the county's drivers can't take advantage of the work that was done.
We did not finish the east-west corridors, which is then backing up all the way into the north-south corridors.
Including I-5. Executive Lovick says he's hopeful that this will be the year the impasse over transportation funding ends. And then there's next year. That's when voters in the Sound Transit region may be able to vote on whether light rail will extend deep into Snohomish County, giving more commuters a choice, even if it will only be in another 20 years. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.